This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
He's our Browns beat reporter, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mr. Ryder, good morning to you.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Are you in Berea?
Where else would I be?
Sometimes you're home. Here's how we know. No, listen, Daryl. Here's how we know where you
Ken
are.
Did you not hear Ken Dorsey's press conference?
When's the last time I've done Thursdays at 11:40 from home?
I don't know, but let me tell you why I asked. Ready? Here's why I asked. Ready? Because when Daryl answers the phone, "Hey guys, what's up?" He's at home, and when he goes, "Hey, what's up, guys?" He's
and how did he just answer the phone?
"Hey, what's up, guys?"
Exactly. So where is he? Berea.
He's in Berea. Yeah, I'm just making sure. Daryl, before we get into the Browns, I need to ask you.
You know what? I'm really glad we sorted this out. By the way,
our listeners are very, very smart.
Daryl, welcome to my life, pal.
Listen, I was trying to think of what kind of candy Daryl Ryder hands out on Halloween. So I'm going to guess. Jeff, you want to guess? Don't tell me yet. I'm going to guess. Jeff, you want to guess?
Yep.
He hands out the mini candy bars, but a potpourri of various types.
I'm going to go.
A Snickers, a Milky Way, a Baby Ruth.
Twix. I was thinking Twix. I don't know why. Daryl Ryder, what kind of candy does Daryl Ryder hand out on Halloween?
Jeff's smarter than you, Andy.
Well, that's why we do that segment at the end of the show.
Are you dumber than Andy Baskin?
That's the new segment.
Did I nail it, Daryl?
you did. I give out the mini. I get the mixed bag of the mini candy bars. And that's what I give out.
That's beautiful. I didn't even know that.
Hey, listen. I save the Reese cups for me. I keep the good stuff for me.
Jeff doesn't like Reese cups, by the way.
Well, that's just more for me. Good.
There it is.
All right, fair enough.
And it means I don't have to share. It's
Andy
fantastic.
Acts like not liking Reese's cups is just like, you know, makes me a bad.
No,
the scarlet
person.
Letter.
Here's the problem. Okay, we had this conversation. I don't know.
We have our trained reporter on, and you're talking Halloween candy.
Better than Ken Dorsey's presser.
It is Halloween, Jeff.
It's okay. Jeff, guess what? Thanksgiving's coming up next month, too.
What are you putting a turkey, Daryl?
What did you dress up as today, Jeff?
I dressed up as Jeff Phelps
in the
today.
Studio. What did you dress? You dressed up as... That's lame. Baskin, what did you
tell
dress
me about it.
Today?
I'm Jason.
You're Jason? Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm wearing a name tag that says Jason. Let me give you this, and we're going to the Browns. Jeff destroyed Reese's Cups for me. When he said they were too salty. And at that point in my life, I had never realized that there was salt in there. And then the next time I went to go eat them, all I could taste was the salt. So thank you, Jeff Phelps, for destroying my one-time favorite candy.
Of eating. I've never tasted salt in Reese cups. So
I never did, but now you will.
Just keeping track of your blood pressure, Andy.
It's okay.
Well, listen, if I taste sodium in my Reese cups tonight, I'm now going to blame Andy Baskin and Jeff.
Don't blame Jeff. Blame Jeff.
I didn't bring it up to you. Jeff, I am bringing up Ken
Olympic
Dorsey
moment.
To you.
Ken Dorsey, what'd you think?
I thought it was interesting.
You thought something he said was interesting?
Easy. All of a sudden, Dan Menigan and Daryl Ryder are now bonded buddies.
And so this election year, vote for Menigan and Ryder. They hate kids.
Well, actually, that's true.
I thought he was a little more descriptive and open about saying that he and Kevin kind of called some things together, and Kevin threw out some ideas and everything else about play calling during the game. I thought that was interesting.
Okay. Well, I mean, did you expect something else to happen last Sunday?
I wasn't sure what would happen, and that's why I'm glad he shared that with me.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. So, okay.
Hey, I mean, I nailed the candy bars. I can't be perfect today.
Yeah, but if you ruin Reese Cups for me, I will never forgive you.
Did you know Cedric Tillman practices at a high speed and then plays that way? I'm seriously, not everybody practices at the same speed they play at in a game. I thought that was interesting.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that about a player, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. I'd be eating some Reese Cups on a beach somewhere.
So riddle me this one.
Yeah.
After Ken enlightened us, I said this to Andy, and I want your opinion. Name the MVP on offense so far this year. And I'll just tell you, I couldn't come up with one.
Wait a minute. There's an MVP on the offense?
There you go.
I said David Njoku. So.
Yeah, I would probably have to say, I guess. Like, I feel like I need another sample size. I feel like I need to forget the first 7 weeks of the season happened.
Yeah.
And I need another sample size. You know what I mean? Like, it's they just haven't found any consistency. And you know, that's – I asked Ken about the offensive line, because the offensive line played the best game, at least in my opinion, that they have played all year. And I was a little puzzled, because Ken's like, well, those guys are finally getting to spend more time together. And the longer they're playing together, I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, that was a completely different offensive line last week, right? That was the sixth straight week that you guys had a different offensive line. They hadn't played together a lot. But hopefully going forward, they will. Hopefully Joel Bitonio's foot isn't an issue. But, you know, what I was kind of hoping I knew he wasn't going to go there, because anything related to number four, you know, he sidestepped, and understandably so. But I think that was really the difference, that, you know, the quarterback isn't bailing out of the pocket two seconds having the football in his hands. You know, they're not running a scramble drill on every play. And I think that makes a big difference for those guys up front, you know, when that's the case. So I am interested to see how well this line plays this week against a physical Los Angeles Chargers. Had almost said San Diego. Los Angeles Chargers have a pretty physical front. They don't give up a lot of points. You know, it's similar to John Harbaugh's Ravens in the way that they play from an aggressive, physical standpoint. And so I am interested to see how they hold up this week.
Daryl, does the who you would trade, do you wait till after Sunday?
Yeah.
100%, yeah. Right? I mean, like, do you think Za'Darius is getting traded?
Yeah.
But does it matter if they win or lose on Sunday?
For me, it matters, because I think that the win or loss on Sunday determines the size of the sale that Andrew Berry attempts, versus you know going small with it. I'm not going to say definitively yes, they're trading Za'Darius Smith. Obviously, his name has popped up on the rumor mill. Greg Newsom, we talked to him yesterday about his name showing up on the rumor mill, and he said, I'm not really paying much attention to it. He's just, you know, trying to zero in on what he does day to day, and the fact that he feels like he's really kind of established himself here. But if they lose Sunday, I mean, I think that really officially, I mean, I've been saying for weeks that that's it. But you lose Sunday, and that's your seventh loss of the year. That is over. If you win, go to 3-6, you go into your bye week, you get an opportunity to get some rest, get healthy, and then maybe you start to feel good about yourself because, hey, you know, Jameis Winston started those two games, and all of a sudden maybe the offense is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You know, looking like there's some life in it and things like that. And, you know, but for me, and Baskin and I had this conversation on the podcast, albeit it was one-sided, and I did the talking. You can't talk about the P word until they win three, four, five games in a row.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to get back to 500 before you start thinking in those terms. So there's a long way to go to get to that point. And honestly, that's December. Like, they have to sweep the month of November. And then, you know, if they're back to 500 come the month of December, then we can, you know, start talking about other things. But yeah, I do think that the game will inform Andrew Berry's decision-making process when it comes to the trade deadline.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. Daryl knows his stuff. That's why I'm going to ask you what I think is a tough question. I'm going to give you five options.
And I'm going to give you a Ken Dorsey answer, so just go right ahead.
Just with your gut and your knowledge, give me an answer.
What did you say about my gut?
Your gut feeling and your knowledge.
Oh, okay.
There's no candy in it yet, so your gut's fine. Easy.
Okay.
Most likely option as Browns starting quarterback next year. Okay? And I know that's looking ahead.
Okay.
Hold on. Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston.
No.
Hold on.
Maybe.
Deshaun, Jameis, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a veteran who is signed as a free agent or acquired in a trade, or a draft choice?
I got two maybes, two no's, and doubtful. Draft pick, doubtful. Maybe Jameis, maybe veteran. No to DTR, no to Deshaun.
How do you get away with Deshaun not being the starter or DTR not being the starter?
DTR is very easy. Deshaun, I go with a 52-man roster next year, similar to what the Houston Texans did in 2021.
You send him home?
No, you obviously, you know, allow him to have access to whatever he needs access to, but you pay him and you don't play him.
Daryl, we have like 30 seconds. You were at the Cavs game last night. Didn't you cover the Cavs?
Yeah, I was there. Got to see Bronny score his first NBA bucket.
How was
it? Fantastic. The building the building was light. I mean, the game was a blowout, and LeBron admitted after the game that he really couldn't enjoy it as much. Even the tribute video that they did in the first quarter and that, although he did tap Bronny on the leg when Bronny got mentioned, but you know, because it was a blowout, the Cavs, you know, boat raced the Lakers there. 8 minutes to go in the game, Bronny still had the DNP coach's decision on him, and the whole building started chanting, "We want Bronny." And it wasn't it was loud. It was a very loud chant. And then, you know, when he went to the scorer's table, the building erupted, and then obviously same thing happened when he got in the game and scored his first NBA points. So it was fun. Cavs are fun. They're 5-0, third time in franchise history. First time since 16-17, and Kenny Atkinson, man, I get the feeling this is going to be a very fun basketball season and a fun basketball team to watch.
Love the way he's using the roster, Daryl. Love the way they're moving the ball.
Yeah.
Love the way they're moving.
I love the spacing. I love the 3-point shooting that they're not shooting threes just for the sake of shooting the threes, Jeff, which is a lot.
Exactly.
That was happening under JB and Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. They get the absolution here, but I'm just talking about everyone else. You know, with the shooting threes, they're all coming within the flow of the offense. A lot of open looks from the perimeter, but the spacing's really good. He's making the multiple bigs, which I had questions about, work. I mean, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley last night were just absolutely sensational. So, yeah, this is a fun basketball team to watch. Hope fans really enjoy it.
Good to have you with us. Enjoy the Halloween Thanks. Candy that you're going to hand out.
I'm going to go eat my Reese's cups now.
Daryl, I'm going to plug this too.
Just salt, Phelps.
If you want the latest on the dome situations, go to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. Daryl has tons of stuff in there. Tons. And why, can I say this? Why Burke is not a good idea, right? Is that fair? Can I say that?
Yeah, it's pretty fair. I've been saying that for months. But,
I know. Okay.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
Politicians don't want to listen to me. Take care, guys. Bye.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.